Brownsville opens master plan draft to public comment. Texas border business. Brownsville, Texas. The City of Brownsville Planning and Redevelopment Department is now accepting final input from the public on the proposed first-ever downtown Renaissance master plan. Residents are invited to visit www.btxdowntownrenaissance.com to review draft documents, submit written comments, complete the survey, and provide feedback directly through the project website. The public comment period will remain open until July 23, 2026. The Downtown Renaissance Master Plan is intended to serve as a 5 to 10 year roadmap for future decisions related to land use, infrastructure, mobility, public spaces, economic development, housing, and downtown investment. The study area includes the area between Palm Boulevard to International Boulevard and Mexico Boulevard to I-69 East, with an additional connection incorporating the Jefferson Street corridor north of Palm Boulevard. This public draft gives our community an opportunity to review the ideas, priorities, and projects that can help shape the next chapter of downtown Brownsville, said Mayor John Cowan Jr., City of Brownsville. Downtown belongs to the people of Brownsville. It is where our history, culture, small businesses, public spaces, and future opportunities come together. We encourage residents, business owners, property owners, and stakeholders to participate in this review period and help us strengthen the final plan. The master plan draft outlines recommendations designed to improve the everyday downtown experience while supporting long-term revitalization. Focus areas include public realm improvements such as lighting, shade, seating, landscaping, public art, wayfinding, safer crossings, cleaner streets, and more comfortable pedestrian spaces. The plan also addresses mobility, parking, access, and downtown living. Recommendations include improved parking management, pedestrian and bicycle connections, transit access, ADA accessibility, clearer signage, and potential circulator or trolley options connecting key destinations. It also supports mixed-use development, adaptive reuse, upper-story residential conversions, infill housing, affordable and workforce housing opportunities, and public-private partnerships. Several catalytic projects are identified in the draft, including the proposed Adams Street Paseo, a pedestrian-focused multimodal corridor that could support outdoor dining, events, public gathering, low-speed vehicle access, shade, lighting, public art, and potential transit connections. The draft also outlines Plaza Mayor, a proposed signature civic space near Market Square and the Immaculate Conception Cathedral area, as well as the Switch Yards, a long-term redevelopment opportunity that may include a rails-to-trails corridor, historic depot rehabilitation, adaptive reuse, new housing or mixed-use development, and stronger connections to surrounding neighborhoods and the former Amigoland Mall area. The Downtown Renaissance Master Plan reflects a community-driven vision for a stronger, more active, and more connected downtown Brownsville, said Alan Gard, ICMACM, CGFO, Brownsville City Manager. This draft provides a practical framework for improving public spaces, supporting local businesses, encouraging downtown living, and identifying projects that can move from planning to implementation. We invite the community to review the draft and share feedback that will help guide the final plan. The public draft includes an implementation framework that organizes recommendations by time frame, priority, and responsible partners. Some actions are identified as early wins that can create visible improvements in the near term, while larger capital projects may require additional planning, funding, partnerships, and phased implementation. After the public review period closes, feedback received through the website will be reviewed and used to help inform next steps in the planning process, including future consideration by the Brownsville City Commission. Information source, The City of Brownsville.